And welcome into the show for a Monday. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Kyle Mann, our producer, as we join you for the gym class. Your local programming getting underway here at KGYM. 3 o'clock until 7 o'clock will be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock tonight. Then we've got NBA basketball for you. We'll join up with ESPN's coverage of Game 2 of Philadelphia and Toronto just ahead of the tip-off. And then on 107, that'll be on 1600 and 106.3 FM, by the way. Twins baseball tonight. Twins and the Astros from Target Field in Minneapolis. Should be a good series, and we'll have that for you tonight on 107.5 FM starting at 7 o'clock, just ahead of first pitch, as well as we talk some baseball and basketball coming your way tonight right here on KGYM. We are presented, as always, by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Northeast and Cedar Rapids. Locally owned and operated, when you're at Third Base, you're practically home. The presenting sponsor of the gym class. Stop on by after work. Go out with the family, friends, what have you, for an affordable and delicious meal. Again, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. The presenting sponsor of the gym class. That, of course, is Third Base Brewery. And very interesting weekend, dominated by the National Football League and the 2019 draft, which attracted over a half a million folks to Nashville. Most of those on Thursday and Friday night. There weren't a whole lot left on Saturday, but that's kind of the way it always goes. Good afternoon. How
good afternoon, and it was some very good storylines for Iowa and Iowa State players. And you mentioned Nashville, also referred to as Draftville during the coverage, and hats off to Nashville. What a tremendous response in hosting the NFL draft. I know Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn had Tyler Ryder on their show, and he was covering the draft. He's now in Tennessee as a radio talk show host. But, God, from everything I saw and heard, it was terrific. And I like the idea of moving the draft around to different cities. Maybe not every city. It's been in Chicago. It was in New York for the longest time.
Yep, Radio City Music Hall.
But Nashville really, really did a great job.
There are a few downtown venues, I think, that really would go over the top.
Well, they had a year. They had a year and a weekend,
well,
I think.
Yeah, you're right. The only people not happy, apparently, bachelorette parties. Who knew that Nashville was one of the great, I guess, destinations for bachelorette parties?
Well,
aw.
Well,
they still had fun.
It's a big enough town to have a bachelorette party as well.
I think you hit the nail on the head, although you have a problem with hotel rooms. That's the only thing I can think of. But I think everybody had a kumbaya moment. We can come through with this. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line if you would like to weigh in. Hertina Stocker Jewelers, located on the Penn Mall in Iowa City. And like we said, the NFL's dominated the headlines over the weekend. Of course, you had the playoffs continuing as far as the NBA and the National Hockey League is concerned. And also had Talladega yesterday. I know Landon Cassel finished in the top 10 Saturday in the Xfinity race and finished in the 30s yesterday. A lot of people, and before we leave Talladega, just a lot of people talking about it because the restrictor plates are off for the first time. Now, they still had restrictions on the cars or, you know, to keep them down, but a little different race. You had the green-white checkers, of course, at the end, which is nothing unusual. But, you know, a lot of people are complaining that you had Kyle Larson with a bad accident there at the end. Now, yes, we don't want to see bad accidents in racing, certainly. I guess the question is, what's worse? When you have a 25-car accident that gets out of hand, or if you have a one- or two-car accident that may be looking a little bit worse? And again, you don't want to see any accident out there, but I guess we got to find a happy medium here. I personally think the one or two singular accidents are a little bit easier to swallow than the 25 car wrecks that can really get out of control.
But
I don't want to see either one.
No, I'm a much more amateurish auto racing follower, but I do watch enough to know what's going on. Daytona, Talladega, I personally prefer those races when you have 25, 30 cars on the lead lap within 5 seconds of one another in the last 10 laps. Anything can happen. Usually the big one does happen. But I much prefer that over a race where there's 12 cars on the lead lap at a 2.5 mile track.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in. Of course, Iowa State, you and I, spring football all in the books now. And they will look forward to the fall as they get ready for fall camps coming up in August. Media days will be here before you know it, late July, early August, right in there. So, yeah, enjoy the summer while we can. We tried to enjoy summer yesterday.
Oh, man.
We are still a little chilly, but we had a great time. We, you and I took part in the St. Andrews two-man best shot yesterday, spring edition.
We did. We did all right. And even par, not bad on a day like that. But, man, I was cold. Everybody was cold.
It was not a pretty day.
And it wasn't the temperature. It was the wind.
It was the wind.
And then you get in the cart to go 200 yards, and it just maximizes.
You're smart, though.
Well, I came prepared for once.
You were smart.
Stocking cap and gloves, and yeah.
You had the gloves on for the transit from one shot to the next.
It was my idea to get into this thing. Slap me if I do that again.
No, it was great.
It was a good journey.
The weather was a little bit underwhelming, if you will, but we had a great time. We had a great time, and I know everybody out there had a great time. And want to talk some golf? You can go back and listen to our Caddy Smack podcast, which is up at KGYMradio.com from last Wednesday. Brian Haas joining us here in studio. Also talked with Greg Mason from the Iowa PGA. And a week from this Wednesday, we'll be back with another edition of Caddy Smack, and we will talk with the Crandic Tour. They had a debut weekend as well. First round was canceled on Saturday, but they did get it in yesterday, and they had a good day at Amana as well. So one of two of our great sponsors, St. Andrews and Amana out there. 319-366-1600. Speaking of Wednesday, that'll be our first Lunchbox Heroes of the year. Looking forward to that. You and I, Kyle, Todd, Alex, everybody, we're going to be down in Iowa City at the new pharmaceutical building. And that just to the north of the field house, between the Hillcrest dorm and the field house. We were there last year and going to be back this year to see all the progress. And thanks to our great sponsors, going to feed about 200 workers, the way it sounds, down there on Wednesday. So looking forward to that.
This is a big one.
This is a big one.
Is that George Patrick that used to say that on
that is correct.
Channel 9? Sorry to date myself, but
well, we're going to date ourselves coming up here in a little bit as well. As we will talk, head back, 39 years back to 1980. We'll do that in a little bit. We'll do that after we talk with Dan Shanka of Arlat Scouting Service. Draft, that's the headliner from this weekend. You'd like to comment, 319-366-1600 on Iowa State folks. Who signed free agent contracts, how your team did. Love to hear from you out there. Again, that's 319-366-1600. And I was very surprised that Hakeem Butler lasted until Saturday. Didn't last very long on Saturday, as he was the first pick of the fourth round going to the Arizona Cardinals. So Cliff Kingsbury, seen enough of Hakeem Butler over the years to make him an Arizona Cardinal, and he will now be catching passes from one Kyler Murray, one would think. So he did not last very long into the Saturday, but he, Anthony Nelson, Imani Hooker, they all lasted until Saturday, which was, I think, a little bit of a surprise for all of those guys. David Montgomery basically was the only guy selected on Friday in rounds 2 and 3 from Iowa and Iowa State. Bears got him.
Yes, they did, and I'm excited about that. We'll see what Dan Shanka has to say about Montgomery going to the Bears, but draft grades all over the board. A lot of folks liked Arizona's draft. A lot of folks liked Washington's draft. A lot of teams just kind of fell in there at B-plus to C-plus range. Of course, we won't know. It's like college recruiting. We're not gonna know until a few years down the road.
Unless you're a quarterback and you don't
deliver. And you better produce right away, yeah.
Ask Josh Rosen.
Yeah, that was an interesting development as well. He going to Miami. But we'll talk to Dan about a whole lot of things in reference to the draft. Surprising first-round picks, Giants. And others.
Yeah, with Daniel Jones, and people still commenting on that 4 days after the event here on Monday. 319-366-1600. Again, Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. Free agent contracts, if you do not get drafted, many of those were inked over the weekend. Several Hawkeyes, several Cyclones in there. A couple of Panthers also, but locally, Matt Nelson, going to get a look-see from the Detroit Lions. So he will be up there along with T.J. Hockenson in Detroit. So maybe a chance for him to get a roster position right there.
Yeah, two different categories, really. Those that have been signed to free agent contracts.
Right.
And those that have been invited to free agent camps that are coming up this weekend. A chance for teams to evaluate players who weren't drafted, perhaps then sign them.
True. Through. You, the bottom line is you've got to impress somebody
mm-hmm.
when you get to the many camps, which are going to be coming up starting this weekend and this week. You got to go in, you got to make an impact, and if you do, you're going to be noticed. And if it even is not the team that signed you, could be another team that perhaps that team is in contact with, or that they see a little bit of film or hear from a scout or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. Hey, we don't have room for this, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I mean, that's just kind of the way that the game is played. I feel so bad for the folks in Des Moines at the Drake Relay Saturday.
Yeah, even worse than we felt for ourselves yesterday.
Yeah, because it was worse on Saturday. And it was not a pretty day to run. But kudos to everybody who did. And congratulations to all the area folks that came away with titles and medals and ribbons and et cetera from the Drake Relays on Saturday. It was a sellout. Didn't look like a sellout, but every seat was sold again as far as the Saturday edition. And they've, I think, gosh, it was 4 or 5 years ago, there was a sunny 75-degree day, and they have been paying in Des Moines on Saturday ever since then. Including this past Saturday with the rain and the 40. I believe Jeff Linder tweeted out the wind chill was something in the either high 30s or mid 30s or something like that toward the end of the action on Friday. And that's tough.
Yeah, one of the worst Saturdays that Drake has seen.
Didn't snow, though. It snowed before on Saturdays at the Drake Relays. And our friends in Northeast Iowa as well, they got some snow over the weekend. Hopefully that won't last very long, and hopefully out of there already. 16 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the program. We're going to talk to Dan Shaka coming up here in just a little bit. And then we're going to, after we talk with Dan, we're going to talk a little bit about the passing of former Hawkeye basketballer Kenny Arnold, who we lost over the weekend at the age of 59 in Chicago. Has been battling numerous health problems over the years, and many fundraisers have been put out there by his former teammates and others, Iowa basketball program, what have you, alumnus, to try to help Kenny. And just a sad situation. I think everybody probably in the back of their mind kind of knew it was coming sometime, but it's still very hard to mm-hmm. go through that. Very hard to go through.
Look forward
that.
To going back to that magical year of magical season of 79-80, Lute Olson's crew that reached the Final Four.
That, yeah, it was a very interesting season in 79.
Very much so.
In 80. I remember it very, very well, and Kenny Arnold was a huge part of that. Starter in that backcourt for the Hawkeyes, and just did a tremendous job in there along with Ronnie Lester, and then Ronnie got hurt, and then Ronnie came back, and then Ronnie got hurt again in the Final Four. Roger Berkman for the Louisville Cardinals. And but we'll talk about that and get your remembrances of that here in just a little bit. But first, we're going to talk to Dan Shanker of Our Lad Scouting Service. Going to join us, give his impressions of the 2019 NFL Draft, how the Hawks and Cyclone players did, where they landed, who won, who didn't win over the weekend in Nashville. So stay with us. More to come. Questions welcome as well at 319-366-1600 on the Hurtine and Stockard Jewelers text line. Back with more after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Are you remodeling your home? Do your window sashes show signs of rot, or do you feel drafts through closed windows? Replace those old windows with the all-new Alexander Lumber Window Line. All the windows in this line come standard with premium features, including a flex screen, lifetime warranties, and much more, in an array of colors and finishes. Learn more about this new, affordable, high-quality, stylish line of windows at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street in Iowa City, and at Alexander Lumber, just 2 miles down the road at 2802 Independence Drive.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
This is an ad about Twins tickets. This is an ad about Twins tickets.
This is an ad about Twins tickets.
Here's where we talk about Twins tickets.
Get Twins season tickets today. With flexible plans, there's a package to fit your budget and schedule. Get the best seats at the best prices, plus 10% off food and drinks and other exclusive benefits.
That was an ad about Twins tickets. That was an ad about Twins tickets. That was an ad about Twins tickets. Here's some music.
Buy tickets at twinsbaseball.com.
There's one.
I see it.
Another.
See it. Didn't see that one.
Potholes are just waiting to damage your ride. If you hit one, it can mess up your alignment, shocks, struts, and suspension. So if your vehicle has a disagreement with a pothole, have Linder Tire take a look at it. They can make sure it's all right or fix any problems that annoying pothole caused. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty and Grinnell. See them at lindertire.com.
The Toronto Raptors take game one of the conference semifinals. Will the Sixers respond with a game two win on the road?
Tonight, starting at 7 o'clock here on the gym, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Back with you on the gym class here at 321. On a Monday, sun coming out. Where was this yesterday, man? Where was this yesterday and over the weekend? This coming weekend looks a little bit better, so hopefully that will play out. NFL draft played out over the weekend. You heard it right here on KGYM from the first pick to the final pick. How about that on our airwaves? And here to talk about how things went in Nashville. Our friend Dan Shanker of Our Lad Scouting Service joining us. Give him a follow on Twitter. And Dan, it was an overwhelming success. That's the first thing I think we can say, with over a 500,000 people in Nashville witnessing the draft. And the NFL couldn't be happier, I wouldn't imagine.
No, I mean, I thought Philadelphia set the bar high, and Nashville shattered it. So, of course, you think about it, you know, with all the entertainment and music and everything down there, people from that area flocked in there, and from all over the southern states and everything. And then, it just kind of made sense, and maybe they'll put Nashville in a rotation like the Super Bowl, you know, every 4 years we'll go to Nashville.
I think that'd be great. And Dan, we've talked in the past that your mock drafts are different than others, that you believe you put yours together where you have graded players, and turned out that Kyler Murray was number one. And curious your overall view of the first round.
Well, you know, I think that I really liked, you know, except for the Giants pick at six, you know, I like what the Giants did. They got a really good corner. DeAndre Baker came up, you know, they grabbed him off to Georgia. And then, you know, I like just really you look through there and I kind of, you know, some of those, this is such a funny draft though. Gosh, there's guys that were, you know, you project in the first round that end up falling the second, the guys that were in the second, third, go in the fourth for heaven's sakes. And I mean, it was such a, weird draft, but, I mean, I like the Giants, Dexter Lawrence going there at 17, you know, but I didn't like Jones going at six. I mean, he was a second round guy, and despite what my friend Dave Gettleman says, he's not a first round quarterback. I mean, now if he develops and becomes a gold jacket guy, I'll eat my words, but I think it's going to be a, you know, they had better choices at six. If nothing else, go defense. If they didn't, you know, if they didn't like Haskins, which they didn't, they liked Jones better, so they took him. But you know, right on down the line, I think there was Kyler Murray. You know, he had question marks about his durability thing, but yet Arizona had a great draft, I thought, you know, all the way from top to bottom there. And then, you know, and Oakland, I thought they had a good draft, and I fired more than one verbal salvos at my friend John Gruden, and I really thought that they had a nice draft also, and, you know, at four there. So then San Francisco, they got their guy in Bosa, and, you know, that was obviously a real good pick on their part. So, but I think that the way we grade these out, we don't put like a letter grade on them, and I think very few people can legitimately ever grade a draft. You've got to be able to see all the players, and what we do see them all, but we put like a very good or an average, you know, or above average type grade on them right now. And then, hey, 3 years down the road, we'll consider putting a letter grade on them. But I thought that, you know, the first round, you know, obviously Chicago didn't have one. Their first round draft choice is Mack, you know, which is a pretty good first round draft choice there.
We'll take it.
You know, that's right. I mean, that's, hey, there's no problem there. And they're doing a good job picking up free agents and things like that. But, you know, to see some of the teams get their values in that second, third round was unbelievable. I mean, really good football players just dropped a round or two.
Before we leave the first round here, Dan, Hawkeyes made history with T.J. Hockenson and Noah Fant being the first pair of tight ends from the same school to go in the first round. I don't think that was a real surprise. I was not surprised by Fant going to Denver because they have a real need as far as the tight end position is concerned. But people, I think, liked the Hockenson pick, but Detroit, that was an interesting landing spot, I think. He's the third tight end this decade to be taken in, I believe, in the first round by the Detroit Lions, and that's a little unusual.
Well, yeah, he's a whole lot more, Hockenson's a whole lot more mature than Ebron. They took Ebron out of North Carolina, you know, in the top 10 a few years ago. Of course, he's now on Indianapolis' roster. But, no, Hockenson, they want to run the ball. Patricia wants to run the ball, so to do that, obviously, you better have a tight end or you stick another tackle out there at tight end. But fortunately, they got a guy that can catch the ball and set the edge for him on offense. He can hook the you know, defensive ends and things and give him an edge, get a guy to bounce outside. Now, he's not going to have to hold his block long, especially if they got Ty Johnson in there from Maryland. That guy ended up running a 4.27 or 4.28 in his pro day. Of course, he went invited to combine like about 50 other guys that got drafted didn't get, you know, it's amazing. I mean, I don't know how people can hold their jobs anymore when they don't get them to the combine stuff. But anyway, Johnson is a legit burner who returned kickoffs for touchdowns against Michigan 1 year and Ohio State another. So if Hockenson can hold that block just for a split second, this guy can burn it and turn around the corner. We had him in the East-West Shrine game, and he was spectacular. So, but anyway, No, they needed a guy that could help in that running game blocking, and they've been building up the interior offensive line for the last few years. Now they've got a guy that can block the edge of the defense.
Dan, I wanted to ask you about Montez Sweat, who you had ranked very high, and then the report came out of a heart condition that turned up. What do you make of that situation? Because he didn't go until late in the first round.
Right. Well, actually, there was two things, Mark. There was that, you know, the heart thing, and I was really wondering how bad that was, because the year before, Maurice Hurst, who played at Michigan, you know, they held him out of the whole workout and everything. They sent him home with a heart monitor and the whole nine yards on him. And then but this year they let Sweat go through the workout and everything, but they said it was the same deal. And then they find out that, you know, it may not be as serious as they first thought, but he has red flags that, you know, we don't want to go into here, but he at Michigan State, he was asked to leave, you know, and then he's at Mississippi State, you know, and they had a lot of questionable tests on him down there. Also, you know, they one of those deals where you take a random test and you're always in line because you're randomly picked, you know. So he had, you know, I don't know if it's a Gregory as bad as Dallas's Gregory or Nebraska's Gregory, but he's got, you know, a marijuana deal too. So that's what probably dropped him a lot more than the heart deal. But nevertheless, Washington said, hey, fine, we'll miss him for four games every few years, but we'll take him because he's a great pass rusher.
Dan Shonka joining us, talking to NFL Draft here at 329 from our Lad Scouting Service. And Dan, I thought we would hear at least three, if not all four, Cyclone Hawkeyes going rounds two and three. The only one we heard was David Montgomery to the Bears, which I think was a terrific pick for them. But I was surprised that we didn't see some of the others go. Hakeem Butler, Amani Hooker, people like that, Anthony Nelson. Were you surprised?
Yeah, I was stunned because, like I was talking about earlier, the guys that were, you know, second round caliber players end up going to the fourth round sometimes. Or that, like, if you're at the top of the third, you end up going to the fourth round. You saw how long Butler lasted at Arizona, you know, the first pick of the fourth round, and when all the teams shuffled the boards, and then a few players after that, then, you know, Anthony Nelson goes. So, but no, it was really a weird type of draft, and everybody that I talked to, they were just stunned at the talent that was available, and everybody started cherry picking. And then, you know, if you're after a certain position, you know, then some of the other positions, the guy's actually a better player, he ends up falling down some. So but the way it turns out, the guys landed in the best possible position. The Hooker ends up at Tennessee, and that's a good spot for him because they needed a guy that could be that hybrid safety linebacker guy. You know, Anthony Nelson heads down to Tampa Bay. He's kind of like, although I think he might be a little better than Nassib down that, you know, who played at Penn State and then is now down there. But they'll probably be in a rotation in that front on one of the ends. And then Butler, man, he makes a big splash then going to Arizona. I mean, gee, you don't want to go to a place if you're a receiver that throws the ball. They're going to do that, and I'll guarantee you Kyler Murray ain't got any problem seeing him down the field. So, you know, that was a great pick for them. So, no, I think, and I agree, Montgomery was a really good pick. I mean, he squares his shoulders, gets downhill, and he'll be able to run between those tackles and then Cohen to be able to bounce outside. And then they actually got another guy like Cohen. They drafted out of Florida Atlantic named White, and he's kind of like Cohen, you know, real quick, fast guy, get him in space and have people tackle him out in the open field. So Chicago didn't have many picks, but they did a pretty good job with what they had.
Yeah, Montgomery is going to be a fascinating fit in Chicago, and I know they picked up a running back from Seattle, I think, and Tariq Cohen is there, but it's going to be fascinating to see how Nagy uses him.
Yeah, no, I think Mike Davis is the guy.
Mike Davis,
Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and he's really, he's a tough kid too. But I'll tell you, I tell you, Montgomery breaks so darn many tackles and things like that. The Chicago Bear fans are really going to love him.
How about some of the teams in the Midwest, Dan? How do you think they fared? Like you mentioned the Bears a little bit, but the Packers, the Vikings, the Chiefs, and among them.
Yeah, well, you know, I think, let me mention one team real quick that much to the chagrin of the rest of America, New England, they had they're not in the Midwest, but they had a great draft. And usually, you know, they don't because they pick these slotted guys all the time. But New England, I thought, did an excellent job. But Kansas City, you know, they went and they tried to fill some a lot of teams did. They just went and fill slots in their on their defenses and offenses. And I think that, you know, like Kansas City, we don't know what's going to happen to Hill, but they take Mecole Hardman, who's a speedster that they took him in the second. I thought it was a little strong for him in the second, but they took him because he's a big time speedster. He can really return kickoffs and all that. And if Hill is tossed out and on his ear here before long, Hardman, you know, will replace him. Now, they did. I tell you, one guy I really loved is Juan Thornhill out of Virginia, a guy that has got corner safety experience, a heck of an athlete. I think he went 44 in the vertical this year and at the combine, and he can really, really tackle well. And that's going to be a good asset there. From Western Illinois, they grabbed Kalen Saunders there. But I thought that was a couple. Then Nick Oletti from Illinois, really a good football player, blue-collar guy. That's a center-guard combination guy that they grabbed. So I thought he did a nice job there. Green Bay, I thought Green Bay did fine. I know a lot of people were kind of wondering about the Gary pick. And then Savage. Now, Savage, we didn't have up there. We moved him up late to about, you know, 44, I guess you'd say. They took him in the first, but Savage is a tremendous tackler, and he's a really good coverage guy underneath. I worried a little bit about him over the top, you know, getting down there deep. Gary, if his shoulder's okay, Rashad Gary from Michigan, if his shoulder's okay, he'll be a great football for him. Now, great, great football player for them. He's got that shoulder that hindered him this year. But when he was a freshman, man, when I saw him, I go, I can't wait till this guy is a junior to come out, because he was such a werewolf. He could play on the end. He can play at tackle. Just his athletic ability. He ran, I think, 4.59, 4.58 the combine. He's a big man, too, at 6'4", about 275, 280, and very talented. And, you know, I know Green Bay, they would have loved to have one of the Devons at linebacker or what have you, but they got themselves a couple football players that, you know, if they're healthy and they're on their game, they're pretty good.
Dan, a lot of folks happy that Iowa State UNI players are getting a chance as free agents, and we know either you're signed or you just get invited to a camp. But how long of odds is it for a player like a Matt Nelson or a Eli Dunn or Jake Gervais?
Well, the thing, you know, a guy like Matt Nelson, they're going to move him over. You know, Detroit's going to move him over to the offensive side of the ball, and they'll give him every chance to make it there because there's just not enough tackles in the National Football League. And he's a long-arm guy. He's almost 6'8". He's a pretty good athlete, and so – they'll give him, if he goes to the practice squad, he's going to make some good money on the practice squad. But the odds to make it, I don't know, maybe you ought to talk to Kurt Warner, Hall of Fame, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's the exception to the rule. But, an old Kansas City Chiefs guy, Emma Thomas, he was the same way, undrafted free agent, makes the Hall of Fame. But it's tough. But the thing that I look forward to, because I signed 25 to 27 guys as undrafted free agents, and, you know, almost all of them made it, and 25 of them, I think, end up making it, and then they all had, you know, really good careers. They had five-year, six-year careers. A guy, Hollis Thomas, I signed out of Illinois, Northern Illinois, played 14 years. James Thrash, signed him out of Southern Missouri. He played 13 or 14 years. You know, Antonio Pierce, he got a couple Super Bowl rings with the Giants, you know, and he played for about 8 or 9 years coaching down Arizona State. Now, I mean, the guys, you just got to get them, you know, you got to know your coaches on your team. And just, I never tried to sign a guy just to be signing them. I really felt like, hey, this guy's got a chance to make our team. And, you know, I'd like to have him on our ball club. And, you know, 9 out of 10 times, they really did a nice job. And so it is a long shot, but, hey, timing is everything. If you're in the right spot, people get injured. Hey, at the East-West Shrine game the last few years, you know, we've helped acquire the talent there, and 31 to 35 of them get drafted every year, but another 40 or so, they're on practice squads and they're drawing paychecks as undrafted free agents and guys that didn't go to the combine. So, you know, it depends how motivated and hungry you are, but you do have a shot to do it.
I had a Cyclone fan check in with Kyle with the question about Brian Peavy and wondering about not getting drafted and his chances about his tryout for the NFL.
Yeah, well, he's a really good football player. There's no question about that. It's just, you know, he's competitive enough that when he's in camp, you know, he's going to show people a lot of things to make it. I mean, hey, one time a guy that I'd signed named Anthony Edwards, how he got on our roster, he's with Buddy Ryan back there, and Buddy Ryan was at Philadelphia, but the reason he got, he was at Arizona, and then he ended up going with Buddy out to Arizona, but the first time around, he just got flights in training camp all the time. You know, a receiver would come up on him, and he'd throw a forearm right in their mouth, they'd start fighting. Buddy liked that, so that's how Anthony made it. And he played like 10 years, you know, in the league. So a guy like Peavy is that kind of competitor that, boom, he can bang him and then go ahead and show how competitive he is. And if you get on practice squad and then work your way up, that's the key, too.
Dan, I think we know how you'll respond to our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Is it too early to talk about the 2020 NFL draft?
Of course not. We're always ready for it. We start grinding on them in a couple of days, but hey, everybody in my wife and everybody else knows that Tua is the quarterback probably to beat from Alabama, that number one guy, and then Herbert from Oregon, he'll be up there making a run for it, and then Jake Fromm from Georgia, their quarterback, he's probably third in the running right now. But, hey, you want a big safety? Take a look at Grant Delpit from LSU, terrific player. And Ohio State's got another pass rusher, Chase Young. You might remember that name. But I don't know if he's coming out, but Iowa's got a pretty good pass rusher down there, and people hate to see him leave, and I don't want to, you know, tell him or suggest that he's coming out, but he's going to be up there. Espinoza, he's going to be up there and talked about probably in the top 10 or 15.
Who knows? Iowa, if they have some other guys come out, could have, people are talking, three guys drafted fairly early next year, but long way to go until the 2020 draft comes around. Hey, Dan, always appreciate it. Keep the great work at our lads, and fun talking draft with you over the last month or so.
You bet. Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Tim.
Dan Shaka of Our Lad Scouting Service. Follow him on Twitter. He's a good Twitter follow out there and does a great job with him and the organization as far as the NFL draft is
concerned.
I'll
tell you what he and his guys do on depth charts as well, NFL college depth charts, is phenomenal too. So, you know, it gets towards fantasy season. You might want to look at ourlads.com for
absolutely that. Absolutely. All right, quick break, come back, and we'll remember a great former Hawkeye when we return after this here on KGYM.
As a business person, you know that security is always a concern, but now it can be easily integrated into your computer network. Network Computer Solutions now offers turnkey security systems designed and built for business. From cameras and entry systems to secure video storage, NCS makes it easy for you to keep an eye on your business. NCS knows business networks, and they know how to utilize networks to keep your business safe. Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high-speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
There's nothing emptier than an empty flower pot or flower garden. That's why the Home Depot has Miracle-Gro Garden Soil. Right now, get two for just $12. Miracle-Gro feeds your flowers, herbs, and veggies for up to 6 months without crushing their roots. Your plants will be twice as big, guaranteed. And you'll be twice as happy. Today is the day for doing with Miracle-Gro Garden Soil. Two for just $12. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store. Limits 60 per customer.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available now at Advance Auto Parts.
A Sport Clips Championship haircut experience makes you feel like your hair has its own walk-up music. Maybe you play sports. Maybe you play sports online. Or maybe your sport is keeping up with your kids. Your hair deserves its own walk-up music. And at Sport Clips, we make it easy. A game-changing cut from a stylist trained for guys while you're surrounded by sports. Hair this good needs no introduction, but you'll want one anyway. So download the app, check in, and get your hair in the game.
Back on a Monday edition of the Gym Class KGYM at 3:45. We've got Twins baseball against the Astros tonight on 107.5 FM coming your way at 7 o'clock, and Game 2 between the 76ers and the Raptors tonight in the Eastern Conference semis. We've got that at 7 o'clock for you on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. Of course, the sad news over the weekend, the passing of former Hawkeye basketball great Kenny Arnold on Saturday in Chicago at the age of 59. Kenny Arnold, a terrific career, was a part of the 1980 Iowa Final Four team that won the East Regional at the Old Spectrum in Philadelphia on the Steve Waite layup at the end of the ball game.
Three-point play
against Sleepy Floyd and Georgetown back in Philadelphia. 39 years ago, and we lost Kenny Arnold over the weekend. He's been battling health problems over the years, so we talked about in the front end of the show, and I talked about on my Sports View today, a lot of former teammates, former Hawkeyes out there helping out with Kenny as far as raising funds, fundraisers to battle some of his many maladies that he had, but just too much to overcome, and died peacefully on Saturday morning. Tree Henry was by his side, and Tree kind of became, was always probably the best friend that Kenny Arnold had on the team. But Tree took it upon himself over the last many years to be the friend, to be that guy to help out and stay at the side of Kenny Arnold.
Very much so. He was a caretaker to Kenny. And, you know, what's unfortunate in one respect is that a whole generation of Iowa fans never saw Kenny Arnold play. The beauty of 2019 is that we have Google and YouTube and whatnot, where folks that are, 35 or younger, 40 and younger, they never saw Kenny Arnold play, never appreciated him for what he started every game in 79-80, and had to step up his game after Ronnie Lester was hurt in the regular season. Lester only played 17 games that year. Number one draft pick in the NBA.
10th overall.
And Arnold was drafted in the NBA as well. But, I mean, that team, you had those two guys. Kenny Arnold was the second leading scorer on that team. Just very, very solid player. Kevin Boyle, Vince Brookins, who you and I talked about
Vince Brookins
earlier
was fun.
Today. Very underrated Hawkeye. I mean, he's terrific, terrific player. Iowans like Mark Gannon, Bob Hansen, Steve Waite, you mentioned Steve Krafcisson.
John Darcy off the bench,
John
too,
Darcy.
From West Des Moines. Don't forget John
That's
Darcy.
That's true. Krafcisson transferring in from North Carolina.
He was kind of the final piece of that puzzle for this team. Yeah, Iowa had Steve Waite in there out of Iowa City West, but Krafcisson was kind of the guy that put him over the top, I think. And this team, you mentioned Ronnie Lester being hurt, and if you'd like to chime in with your recollections of the 1980 Iowa Final Four team or Kenny Arnold, love to hear from you at 319-366-1600 on the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. You can just give us a call as well on the phone line, same number, 319-366-1600. That team was, they had the superstar in Ronnie Lester, but were without him for half the season.
Mm-hmm.
17 of the 33 games he played in that Iowa played that year. But you take a look, other than that, Iowa had five double-figure scorers. Lester was at 14.8, Kenny Arnold, 13.5, Krafcisson, 12.3, Kevin Boyle, almost 12, Vince Brookins, 11, Bobby Hansen coming off the bench, Mark Gannon coming off the bench at both 5.5 a piece or so. And it was a blue-collar team that had, you know, maybe one of the best guards in the country out there when he was healthy.
And it caught fire. This is an Iowa team that was 19-8 during the regular season and 10-8 in the Big Ten, tied for fourth. And at the time, the NCAA tournament was only 48 teams, not the 68 that it is now. So Iowa drew a number five seed in the East and ended up knocking off Syracuse along the way to reaching the Final Four. And I'd like to know in the remaining 10 minutes, was anybody at Iowa Fieldhouse that night that Iowa returned from Philadelphia? Because the Iowa basketball team didn't get back in Iowa City till around midnight.
Yeah.
And by the time I got to the Fieldhouse, pre-Carver Hawkeye Arena, it was after midnight.
It was.
The players, unbeknownst to them, they thought they were going to drop their gear off and go home. Well, they made a beeline through the training room and into the arena, and awaiting them were 13,000 people.
Yeah.
After midnight. Were you there? Let us know.
I was not, but I remember.
I think I could be wrong on this, too. That was the same day that Iowa won the NCAA Wrestling Championships out in Oregon, and I think Iowa officials might have been waiting for that team to get back as well. I don't recall the timing of that. But that was quite a day. Iowa reaches the men's basketball Final Four, and Iowa won another NCAA wrestling championship.
Yeah. If you were there, let us know. 319-366-1600.
I think about 26,000 people were there.
Yeah, there are probably about 27,000 now that claim to be there at that night. But, yeah, I remember.
If you're under 35 or 40, you weren't there.
You weren't there. The deal I remember about that night is that it was total surprise, like you said. And because of the television coverage, this was before there was Twitter. This was before there was Facebook. You know, you didn't have the live tweeting and what have you. You got this via television footage or you got this via a newspaper photograph. And just the faces of the players when they came out into the field house, that's what I remember. And just the, oh my gosh, all that right there. That's what I remember.
A common belief on the text line, 6439, Iowa would have beaten Louisville and won the national championship if Ronnie Lester wouldn't have been hurt. Iowa ended up dropping that game to Louisville by 8 and losing in what was then known as the consolation game, Scott,
Who doesn't love a good consie?
Lost to Purdue by 15 or 16, something like that.
There we go. Let's go to the phones. Terry in Lisbon up next to talk about that 1980 team. Hi, Terry.
Hi. I just wanted to say, John, you mentioned John Darcy. That's my cousin.
Oh, cool.
Was on that team, and that whole team, all them guys, just from talking to him, they're still really close.
Yes.
Most of them guys, and they have little get-togethers once in a while. And so I was not there, but I watched it on TV.
There you go.
When I got back. So,
yeah. And a lot of appreciate,
cool memory.
Appreciate the call,
Thank
Terry.
Thank you, Jared.
Thanks. 319-366-1600. Let's go to Jeff in Williamsburg joining us here on a Monday. Hi, Jeff.
Hi. I was there.
Oh.
In fact, I keep thinking to myself, let's see, what's the coach for Syracuse?
Jim Boeheim.
It just goes to show you, I thought, man, that guy has been around a long time, Syracuse. But didn't Syracuse have Roosevelt Bowie?
Yes, they did. Roosevelt Bowie and Louis Orr were their two stars of that team.
Okay, yep. I do remember being there. I just don't remember being that late, I guess. But that's when I was younger.
We are okay. All younger then, Jeff.
Yes, indeed. All right, thanks.
All right, thanks for the call, Jeff.
I mean, also that year, you talked about the season that was not that, you know, spectacular until the postseason. But assistant coach Tony McAndrews was badly hurt in an airplane accident.
Yeah, on a returning trip.
Yeah, and that injected some adversity into the program as well, and thankfully Tony recovered.
Vince Brookins was one of the most fun guys. If Vince was playing 40 years later, I think he would be a big-time NBA prospect.
He wasn't the go-to guy, but
no.
If he would have been.
Oh, he could light it up.
Yeah.
And not the world's. He was one of the streakiest shooters you will ever see. And Vince Brookins, when he was on, could absolutely fill it up.
I totally agree. He was fun to watch.
And he was, he was a lot of fun to watch. We'll get to the nickname coming up in a moment. Let's go to Kent in Cedar Rapids. Wants to weigh in here at 3:55. Hi, Kent.
Hi there. How you doing?
Good,
Kent.
Good. Mark, you mentioned the Final Four in the Concy game. My dad and I went to both games, and of course we lost and heartbroken. And then all of a sudden he says, well, do you want to go to the third place game? I'll sell the tickets and you can have it all. And I said, no.
Uh-huh.
And about 5 minutes into the game, I said, can we still sell these tickets?
Yeah, it wasn't a good start, and Iowa didn't have Ronnie Lester, and Purdue had Joe Barry Carroll, and Edmondson and people like that.
Yeah, we had great seats for the Louisville game, and of course that ended how it did, and heartbroken, but it was still a hell of a memory, and a great team, and what Ronnie Lester was my idol for many years, probably still is, but anyway, it was one of the best ever, of course.
Great memories, Kent.
Thanks for the call, Kent. Appreciate it.
Unlike the 1970 consolation game, in which Iowa scored 121 points, I think, had like 75 at halftime against Notre Dame.
Well, defense was optional.
Austin Carr had like 60 that game.
Louisville won the 80 Final Four, the team that beat Iowa in the semifinals. Of course, they had Dr. Duncanstein, Daryl Griffith, and they were tremendous. Tremendous, tremendous team.
Andy at 21:33 in the text line. I was at the Fieldhouse the night the team returned. They kept telling us they were coming up Grand Avenue for about 2 hours. I think the first thing Lute said was, do you people have any idea
what time it is? Yep, remember that. Remember that. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and wrap her up after this here on KGYM.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save yourself some time and save money too. Lowe's can help by having the right quantities of the masonry supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are. And at the right prices, because you can get 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90 pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more every day. Save even more time ordering ahead online at lowesforpros.com, and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Brand and size varies by location. See Pro Desk for details.
right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 2 5-1/4 ounce bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Geico presents yet another voicemail from your roommate.
Hi, so about the kitchen. Turns out when there's a grease fire, you're not supposed to throw water on it. Who would have known, right? Anyways, the fire department is here and it's totally cool. Give me a call back when you get a chance.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if danger is your roommate's middle name. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
100 years of hard work can take you far, and no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
Back with you to wrap things up on the Gym Class on KGYM. More remembrances of Kenny Arnold. I know that Todd and Alex will talk about that coming up in a little bit. Vince Brookins from Cleveland, Ohio, Mark. And with all due apologies to every delivery service out there, but he was called Federal Express when it absolutely positively had to be there. Vince Brookins.
He often was.
And that was the nickname back in the day. But more remembrances of Kenny Arnold and that 80 team coming up. That will be during Todd and Alex's show, which will be coming up next. Twins baseball, the Red Hot Twins. They don't get to play Baltimore anymore, Mark. I'm sorry
to
tell you that.
No, it's a good record right now, but I'm not fooled by the fact that the Twins have 6 wins against Baltimore. So we'll see what happens against Houston and the Yankees this week.
That'll be coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll talk some Major League Baseball starting at 3.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3.